MSNBC, Trump's climate strategy will cause climate change-fueled apocalypse. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 30, 2023. Climate alarmists at MSNBC warn that if Donald Trump wins the presidential election, he will roll back climate mitigation measures and cause a climate change-fueled apocalypse. Only a massive shift away from fossil fuels and a reduction in the amount of carbon dioxide pumped into the air can avert the oncoming disaster, declares the article by Hayes Brown, but Donald Trump has other ideas. Beyond simply cranking up output, Trump would also seek to roll back any environmental regulations that the Biden administration has issued and have Congress cut off the climate spending in last year's Inflation Reduction Act, Hayes notes. Hayes approvingly cites the IRA's spigot of funding for clean energy investments, which includes massive tax credits for clean energy, loans from the Energy Department to build electric vehicle and battery plants, and $110 billion in grants and rebates geared toward mitigating climate change. Meanwhile, back in the real world, car dealers across the United States warned President Joe Biden this week that his unrealistic green energy agenda is failing, in large part because Americans are not buying battery electric vehicles, BEVs, as the administration expected. The reality is that electric vehicle demand today is not keeping up with the large influx of BEVs arriving at our dealerships prompted by the current regulations. Car dealers from Massachusetts to Alabama to Wyoming wrote in a collective letter to Biden this week, "BEVs are stacking up on our lots." Undeterred, Hayes writes that Trump's goal of returning the U.S. to energy independence is propelled by a nihilistic ideology, and for Trump, the future of the planet isn't a concern. Thus, Trump embraces a climate policy that benefits the fossil fuels industry and threatens the well-being of everyone on the planet, Hayes adds, which demonstrates his willingness to trade human lives for higher profits and share prices. There is, of course, another way to read this story that does not involve selling human lives for profit, but it involves a narrative that ideologically driven climate alarmists are unable to see. In 2017, when President Trump formally announced that the United States would withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, he said he was doing so in order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens. "As president, I can put no other consideration before the well-being of American citizens," Trump stated in his Rose Garden speech. The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries. The agreement left American workers and taxpayers to absorb the cost in terms of lost jobs, lower wages, shuttered factories, and vastly diminished economic production, Trump declared. "The Paris Accord imposed draconian financial and economic burdens on our country," he explained, "such as the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune. As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does, the world's leader in environmental protection, while imposing no meaningful obligations on the world's leading polluters," Trump said. In his speech, Trump noted that America is in a unique position to benefit from fossil fuel production and should not easily throw it away. "We have among the most abundant energy reserves on the planet, sufficient to lift millions of America's poorest workers out of poverty," he said. "Yet, under this agreement, we are effectively putting these reserves under lock and key, and leaving millions and millions of families trapped in poverty and joblessness." "The fact is," he said, "that the Paris deal hamstrings the United States, while empowering some of the world's top polluting countries. Maybe, just maybe, Americans are growing tired of leaders that put their citizens last." Follow at Williams Rome.